A dozen Republican lawmakers sign letter in support of extending Affordable Care Act subsidies. By Paul Bois on December 4, 2025. A dozen Republican lawmakers signed a letter in conjunction with Democrats supporting the extension of subsidies under the Affordable Care Act, ACA. Signed by both Republicans and Democrats while addressed to bipartisan leadership in both chambers of Congress, the letter, titled The Common Ground 2025, A Bipartisan Health Care Framework, proposes extensions on health insurance premium savings for Americans. Dear Majority Leader Thune, Minority Leader Schumer, Speaker Johnson, and Minority Leader Jeffries, please find attached Common Ground 2025, A Bipartisan Health Care Framework, our proposal outlining an extension of health insurance premium savings for American families, the letter begins. It includes 1 year of enhanced premium tax credits, EPTCs, with targeted modifications, and a second year of continued health insurance premium savings for American families, the letter adds. The letter went on to urge leadership in both chambers to vote on legislation reducing the cost of health insurance by December 18, 2025. For millions of Americans, as they have learned in notices during the current open enrollment period, their health insurance premiums are set to significantly increase in January 2026, it adds. The letter later proposes a 2-year extension of health insurance premium savings for American families, including a year of the enhanced premium tax credits, EPTCs, with targeted modifications, to be voted on by December 18, 2025, in the U.S. Senate and House of Representatives. Extension of the EPTCs for enrollees earning less than 600% of the federal poverty level, FPL, and a phase out of the EPTCs for enrollees earning between 600% FPL and 1,000% FPL, it says. The proposal further asks for more guardrails to prevent fraud by implementing the Insurance Fraud Accountability Act. Speaking to Rachel Bade, Breitbart News Washington Bureau Chief Matt Boyle said that Republicans would be surrendering the midterms if premiums were to increase after December 31. Let's be frank here for a minute, if they don't do it by December 31, the premiums are gonna go up, it's gonna cause chaos. The poll numbers are gonna go down, that's surrender for the midterms, Boyle said. The smart move for the Republicans is to take the weapons away from the Democrats and push it beyond the 2028 election. Oscar-winning director Christopher Nolan's cinematic take on The Odyssey has everyone losing their minds. But what if he directed A Christmas Carol instead? Check out this hilarious trailer to see for yourself. Or just follow along on socials, Instagram, at ProLandFilms, X, at ProLandFilms, YouTube, at ProLandFilms.